Professor of News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A Democratic congresswoman is leaving a committee post after being indicted on stealing federal disaster funds. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The Justice Department indicted Democratic Representative Sheila Sherfalus McCormick of Florida, accusing her of stealing $5 million in FEMA funds. Her family's health care company had received the money through a COVID-19 vaccination staffing contract. Federal prosecutors also say some of the money was used for the congresswoman's campaign. House rules require Sherfalus McCormick to step aside from her committee assignment while this matter is ongoing. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A U.S. delegation is in Ukraine for a renewed push to end Russia's war in that country. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Several high-ranking army officials, including Army Secretary Dan Driscoll, are in Ukraine to help with peace talks. That's according to U.S. officials who spoke Wednesday on condition of anonymity to discuss sensitive plans. It comes as Trump administration efforts to halt Russia's war in Ukraine have stalled. Driscoll had been planning a trip to Ukraine for some time to discuss the country's drone warfare innovations and tactics. One official says President Donald Trump last week decided to identify him as a kind of special representative to kickstart peace negotiations and execute a fact-finding mission. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Trump administration has threatened to withhold nearly $75 million in funding if Pennsylvania does not immediately revoke what the administration claims are illegally issued commercial driver's licenses to immigrants. The move by Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy to target Pennsylvania follows similar action against California. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 386 points, the Nasdaq dropped 486. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center presents a new religious profile of America.
First, the big numbers. 62% of adults describe themselves as Christians, 29% say they are non-religious, and everybody else falls into one of the smaller faith groups, Judaism, Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, etc. When broken down by age, the survey finds that young adults, 18 to 29, are about half as likely as other groups to be Christians. And the two younger cohorts, Gen Z and Millennials, are twice as likely to be non-religious as older Americans. Michael Harrington reporting.
Entrepreneur Richard Gamble has broken ground on an architectural landmark that's expected to be one of the largest Christian monuments in England, if not the world. The Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer, with a price tag of $59 million, will not, however, carry any of the familiar Christian icons. Instead, its signature design is of a Mobius strip. This is SRN News. In remarks to troops and families at Marine Corps Air Station New River, North Carolina, First Lady Melania Trump says many military families will miss a loved one this holiday season.
Please know that our nation is thinking of you, praying for you, and deeply grateful for your service. To every service member, thank you for standing watch so others can celebrate in peace. And to every military spouse and child, thank you for your strength and love.
Mrs. Trump was accompanied by Second Lady Usha Vance. Federal investigators released photos of an engine flying off a doomed UPS cargo plane that crashed, killing 14 people in Kentucky 2 weeks ago. They say there was evidence of cracks in the left wing's engine mount. More details at SRNNews.com.